Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Well, good day. It's Wednesday, May 25, 2022, and well, we've landed together smack dab in the middle of the week. The Springfield Museums have great plans for the kids to keep the young, fertile minds engaged during vacation, and there is a nurse layoff coming at Mercy Medical. You can save 75 cents a gallon, and the revenge porn bill makes its way through Beacon Hill. It's all coming up. Today's weather, partly sunny, high near 76, the wind southeast 5 to 10. Tonight, kind of cloudy, low of 48, the winds are south at 5 to 10. Miles per hour, that is. Of course, chance of rain 40%, ultraviolet index at 7, humidity 44%. You can't keep a good mayor down. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno joining with State Rep. Carlos Gonzalez at the Springfield Pharmacy, 894 Main Street, with State Secretary of Health and Human Service, Mary Lou Sutters. As Representative Gonzalez will demonstrate the rapid COVID-19 testing equipment the pharmacy was able to procure through the help of ARPA funds. Bouncing back from a grapple with COVID, the mayor is out and about. Director Patrick Sullivan of Parks and Recreation will join with Paula Thayer, Assistant Director of Recreation, for a special end-of-the-year field day with students, staff, and families at Bowles Elementary School on, today, of course. The mayor will thank and recognize the efforts of the after-school staff at Bowles for their dedication to providing a successful and enriching program for Bowles students and their families. The free program is currently serving 65 students with a total of 29 weeks, Monday through Thursday, each week since November, and the mayor will cheer on our Springfield Thunderbirds when he's finished with that, as they continue with their Calder Cup run with a playoff matchup against the Charlotte Checkers in the Atlantic Division Finals. Springfield Museums kick off a year-long celebration of Dr. Seuss called Seussiversary, with a family-run gathering Saturday the 4th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Seussiversary recognizes the 5th anniversary of the amazing world of Dr. Seuss Museum, the 20th anniversary of the Dr. Seuss National Memorial Sculpture Garden, and the opening of Ted's House and Innovation Center, virtual visits only. Now, all the activities are free with museum admission. And starting off the celebration is a family fun day with special appearances 11 to 1 p.m. and 2 to 4 p.m. from The Lorax, Thing 1 and Thing 2, The Grinch, The Cat in the Hat, and ongoing activities 11 to 3, unless otherwise noted. Balloon Animals. You can see local entertainers and twist balloons in a different shape from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Seussian Ocean. Ever wish you were a fish? Daily for me. Create a fishy self-portrait, then add it to the Seussian Ocean, or you can take it home. Amaze your friends. Try to solve the Fox in Socks tongue twister, then say it 5 times fast. There's a show circus. You could be amazed by the acrobat, the stilt walker, and juggler, 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Would you rather? Which one would you rather? Watch the votes as they gather. Cats and Hats Scavenger Hunt. Meet the Cat in the Hat, then track the cats and hats in the works of art. Seussian Sculpture. View the sculpture garden for inspiration, and then create your own miniature Seussian sculpture. The Seussian Obstacle Course. Find your way and wind your way through the silly commands. Fabulous Fives Chalk Art. Use chalk art to make your own fantastic Fabulous Five to celebrate the 5th anniversary of the amazing world of Dr. Seuss Museum. And Teeny Tiny Truffula Trees. Take the time to transform tiny things into a truffula tree from noon to 4 p.m. We are hearing of a dozen or so nurses being laid off in Mercy Medical Center. Here's the nitty-gritty from Mercy spokeswoman Mary Orr. Mary indicates healthcare systems are experiencing unprecedented change and there's been disruption to the industry nationally. The pandemic impacted how care is delivered and traditional hospital services, as patient utilization of these services has in fact decreased. We have announced Trinity Health of New England will adjust workforce levels. Trinity Health of New England will reduce positions, many of which are currently vacant, and there will be severances. Colleagues will be eligible for a paid notice period, severance pay and health, and other benefits through their severance period. From the Holyoke Public Library, The library will be closed Thursday, tomorrow, until next Monday, May 30th, due to building renovations and in observance of Memorial Day. You can feel free to still join them on Zoom this Thursday to see the Constance Lagan breakdown, how to build an effective resume to land that interview. Want to save 75 cents off per gallon on gas? Are you a member of BJ's Wholesale Club? Well, they've got a deal that might interest you. You will need to purchase at least 4 qualifying items, and some of these items include Pepperidge Farm Resealable Goldfish Cheddar Crackers, Glacio Smart Water, 15-pack, Ziploc Seal Top Sandwich Bags. Now, all the items must be purchased in one transaction via curbside pickup in club and buy online pickup in club only, and the reward has to be used within 3 weeks of the purchase. And this offer may be combined with select BJ's gas fuel discount offers. The so-called revenge porn bill moves forward. The House Ways and Means Committee today is advancing a sexting and revenge porn bill that is among Governor Charlie Baker's top legislative priorities. The bill, an amended version of Representative Jeff Roy's H-1859, could emerge for a vote during a formal session planned for Thursday. The bill was vetted by the Judiciary Committee and is dubbed, quote, an act relative to transmitting indecent visual depictions by teens, unquote. Under the legislation, the Attorney General, working with state education officials, would develop and implement a program to be made available in school districts and designed to provide teenagers with information about the legal consequences of and the penalties for transmitting indecent visual depictions known as sexting or posting indecent visual depictions online. Well, that's our midweek check on what's happening in Western Mass and, well, actually New England and the world right here on Pioneer Valley Radio. Thank you for being with us. I'm going to remind you that all of our programs this week and every other week are still available on demand and all archived here at Pioneer Valley Radio at podbean.com. Now, this program will resume again tomorrow with a new show up online during the day and available to you on demand day and night. Thank you. I hope you're with us for our next program tomorrow. I'm Brad Shepherd. We will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.